in the beginning, you formed the heavens and the earth, the waters were teeming. Then you stuck your hand down in the dirt, breathing new life into my lungs, purposed for mission. So this will be my anthem song. You
your presence is all I crisis. Weary, desperate people. It's we're so very desperate. Your presence is all I need. It's all I need. Your presence is all I need. We're so desperate. You're all I need. Your nearness is go a day without you. You're all I need. Your presence is all I need. So all I need. Your presence is all I need. It's all.
I'm hearing the Lord saying that He wants to refresh you. Refreshing you. And how do you get refreshed? You get refreshed by just waiting on God and asking Him to refresh you and receiving the refreshment that can only come from heaven. This is tied into the word on rest. We need rest for our physical bodies, which is why He calls the Sabbath, for us to rest our physical bodies. But there is also a rest, which is a resting in the promise of God, resting in what God has told you, resting in the things that He has already released to you. And there's no need for you to strive for rest. Rest is a place of sitting down and just receiving what God has told you to that He's going to do for you by faith, just receiving it. So in resting and believing God at His word, you will become refreshed through that as well. When we have this spirit of striving on us, where we keep just going and going and going to achieve something that God has already given, it will weary us out, and then you're going to get burnt out with weariness. So what God wants to do today is refresh you with His Spirit. So for the rest of this year, you will walk in that refreshing Spirit of God, where your joy is restored, where your peace is restored, where you're walking in your entire mind, body, soul, and spirit in a place of abundance. That is the refreshing that He wants to do. So just breathe. I need you to take a deep breath in and out. Blow out through your mouth and just allow the Lord to pour His refreshing on you, where He can take that thing off of you that you're striving for and just step into His rest and His refreshment. So you can end the year in peace and safety and security, full of His love and understanding His promises are sure and they are secure. And there is no striving in this. There is just receiving what the Lord has for you and praising Him for it.
you started.
Be silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken. Let every storm be tamed. And all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your name. strength will not be shaken. Your love will not back down. Death has been defeated. What can stop us now? Hold on to what you've spoken, and you said that I am free. You've given me your promise, and you are my victory. Yeah. Your presence is my greatest weapon. Pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain.
I'm following, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you for the victory still in front of me. Yes, I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you.
Lord has given me a little bit more clarity on the refreshing. So I see that table, and he has put out a fresh new white tablecloth on the table. And he says, this is a new table. And the feeling I got was that either you were invited to a table of the Lord, you sat at a table of the Lord, something happened, and that peace and rest at that table was no longer there for you. It's like the table got defiled somehow. And you're no longer in that place and position of being at the table of the Lord. And so what he's doing right now is he is setting for you a fresh new table, a new table where he is inviting you to come and sit down at the table. When he put the tablecloth on the table, I saw him also put the candelabra. This is what they use the Jewish candelabra for the Sabbath, when they are celebrating the Sabbath and they're lighting the candelabra. I've done a teaching before in one of our fasts, and we'll do it again this year, where I talked about the revelation that the Lord gave me about the different points on the candles, the lampstand, and what they mean, that each one is actually representing the Spirit of the Lord, as he outlines in Isaiah chapter 11. So when he put the candelabra down in the middle of the table, he proceeded to light each one of them. And as the flame comes up that he lit it, I saw the flame over the head of whoever chose to sit and enter the rest of the new table. And this is signifying the restoration of what was lost when you lost your place at the table. So he's restoring this to you as you're refreshing. So let me go again over what each of the flame means in the candelabra. It's Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. And 3, it says, the Spirit of the Lord rest upon him. So one is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and of might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord. So each of those flames represents a different Spirit of the Lord, which he's restoring to you now. If you will sit down, which is a position of rest, and allow him to restore you and refresh you with what was lost from the table where you were sitting before. So now, if you want to experience this, you're probably already sitting. If you have the ability to stand up, I need you to stand up so you can feel what it feels like to sit down and rest. You need to feel what it feels like to sit and rest and be restored. God, I should say. So let's stand up. We're gonna stand. And then I'm gonna tell you to sit, and I'm gonna tell you what to do. Now you're standing. If you're laying down, just stand up. You can feel that your legs are activated because you're standing. Your feet is activated because you are standing. Now sit down. And now you have taken all of the weight off of your feet, which is the position of movement and walking, because now you're going to allow God to do this thing for you. Now, as you're sitting there, you're at the new table. And he is putting the candelabra right there. And he is going to light each one. And as he lights it, that flame on the candelabra also appears over your head, kind of like when the Spirit of the Lord fell on, the Holy Spirit fell on the disciples and the flame was on top of their head. But each of these flame now represents the Spirit of the Lord that is being restored to you in this position of rest. So now I will pray it over you. Lord, I thank you for the position of rest that you've given us, Lord, at this new table. The new table that you invite us to sit at, that you're inviting us to partake in this refreshing, that you are restoring to us, God, that which was lost when we wandered off the path, when we went off track, Lord, from what you have asked us to do, when we did things in our own flesh, God, when we got angry with you, Lord, for not doing things our way, when we went and we followed after things that you told us to let go of, Lord, when we stepped into things and did things you never called us to do, Lord, when we started to follow and watch other people thinking that's the way I should go and he never told you to go there, when it wasn't going fast enough for us and we decided to get our hands on things that we should not have, God, I ask you to forgive us now and to restore us. Restore us, Lord, to this place of rest at your table, the new table that you have put before us, God, today. I thank you, Lord, that you are reigniting in us and you're refreshing in us a fire that has gone out and you are lighting your Spirit upon us right now. And so, God, we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. God, that is resting upon us. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of wisdom. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of understanding. It's wisdom and understanding. We thank you, Lord, for counsel and for might. We thank you, Jesus, for knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And we delight in the fear of the Lord. We delight in the fear of the Lord. Because we delight in the fear of the Lord, we know that we cannot go off and just do things the way we want to do it. We delight in the fear of the Lord, for you are sovereign. You are the only one that is God, not us. It is your will that we are here to follow. It is your will that we are here to follow. Thank you, Lord, for restoring to us that which was lost, for relighting the flames. You said it so clearly in Revelation chapter 2. Repent, chapter 2, verse 5. Repent and do the works you did at the beginning. If you do not repent, I will come and remove your lampstand out of its place. And that is what happened. That's how you lost it. He basically took it. Because there was no repentance and you did it your way. So Lord, we just cast off this thinking that we can do things our way, that we can strive, that we're unhappy with your plan, God. We release all of that right now. We say, forgive us and repent. And we just thank you for refreshing and renewing us, Lord, at this new table. And for bringing back what was lost, what was stolen, Lord. For reigniting the lampstand. And for refreshing us in this season, Lord. And we will wait for you. We will wait for your timing. We will rejoice in you, in your way of doing things. We have no right to tell you how to do your plan. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the refreshing. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to go straight into the communion right now. If you have it ready, just get that out. Lord, this is so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, we could not access any of this, Lord, without your spirit, without your sacrifice on the cross, Jesus, without you giving us a permission to even sit at your table, to partake in what you've done for us on the cross, to partake in it, to reap the benefits of your scourging and your scorn and the lashes that you took for us. We didn't have to go through that. We just reap the benefit of it. And so, Lord, we humble ourselves to your plan, to your way of doing things, to your timing, to your decision to use who you want to use, how you want to use them, where you want to use them. And we just ask that you would align us right now with your will. We ask to be in complete alignment with your will. We pray, Lord God, that you will uproot the weeds from our life that will stop us from stepping into and continuing to maintain the fire that you've lit in us today, God. We thank you, Lord, that you will continue to fan the flame in us, Lord, that we will delight in the fear of the Lord, that you don't have to force us to do anything. We don't have to be under judgment and be suffering to turn. We can turn right now back to you, facing you, face to face with you, Lord. Thank you. I pray for those who have lost sight that their vision will be restored in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. I pray as they take this communion now, their sight will be restored in the spirit realm in the name of Jesus. For those who've lost the ability to hear in the realm of the spirit, that you will unstop their ears and restore their hearing in the name of Jesus. For those who have the giftings that have been dulled, that you will refresh their gifts, a refreshing in the gifts, Lord God. to be used for your glory, to honor you. Thank you for this communion, Lord God, the cup, the blood, and the body of Christ. We love you. We rejoice in the sacrifice. We thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name, you can take the communion now.
Mary and Arthur, come on. through the veil we run, now through the veil we run into your heart, Jesus. Now through the veil we run, now through the veil we run, now through the veil we run into your heart.
Now I see the angels coming to serve you, because remember now that you are not on your feet anymore, because you're not striving for anything. You're sitting at the table. And so what is going to happen is the angels are actually going to come and bring to you what the Lord is giving to you. Sometimes there could be things that we want or we desire, but in the Lord's list of things to give you, that might fall at number 10 on the list. While God might have other things that he wants to give you now, that's not really what's in your mind to receive. You know what I'm saying? Not that he's not going to give you what you're desiring. It's just the order in which things come can be very different from what God has in mind. So now what is happening is the angels are bringing to you what God is releasing to you at this very moment. What I want you to do is try not to imagine what it is, but to rather receive what he's willingly giving to you right now. Okay? So activate your spiritual eyes. Picture the angels walking up to the table. And it's like, imagine you're sitting at the king's table. And now here comes the servers. And they have a tray. It's a platter. It's silver. And it has the cover on top of it, the silver cover. And they're lifting the cover and they're giving you what is on the tray. So I'm going to tell you to look and see what's on the tray. Not what you want to be on the tray, but what is God giving to you right now? And I saw a few things, so I'm going to tell you what I saw. But I believe some of you are going to get other things that I'm not bringing up right now. But I'm just telling you right now what I'm seeing. So the first one I saw was the angel had in his hand, it's small, but it's a car. It's a car. You need a car, a vehicle. And I saw him put the car down. Then I saw another one, and it was a treadmill. And then I saw someone's body getting stronger and stronger. So I believe something with your physical body and God is restoring your health. Oh, yeah. Then I saw another angel come with a brown paper bag, and the pieces, it came out in pieces. But the first thing he put in front of you was a hammer. It's a hammer. And then the second thing I saw was like the corner of something, you know, like you'd have two pieces of wood joined together and you see the corner of it. So it looks like an L.